This is Eric Sable, assistant principal at Hall Middle School in Larkspur, California. Our district, the Larkspur-Corte Madera School District, has a long-standing commitment to arts integration across the curriculum. And we have two eighth grade teachers, Jeannie Felton of English Language Arts and Alexis Firsty of Fine Arts, who have completed recently a collaboration with their eighth graders. And their description of that process is also accompanied by the images and words in this blog post.
So we started this project by thinking about the question, how can lines tell a story? And that's a question that Jeannie and I had thought about and talked about for a while, and that we also posed to our students. In art class, we took some time to look at how different artists have used lines in different ways. We then had a fun day of drawing to music, where the lines and the music had to match. So as the music changed, the lines that were drawn were also fluctuating in different ways. And then I had students make kind of a chart of different kinds of lines. They had to draw as many different kinds of lines as they could, and other students had to come up with names for those lines. And that was how we first started to put words and lines together. And this led into a printmaking project where students were reflecting on their day, their week, and their year. In art class, we focused on the day and the week. They took one day of the week, and they thought about how the day went. And they had to draw one continuous line that represented that day. So if the line went up, things were going better. If the line was kind of swirling around in different ways, it got confusing. And depending on how the day was going, the line changed. That line was pressed into a foam plate, which became a printing plate that they applied ink to, and they pressed in different colors to make their print. The next class was the last day of the first week of school. So they had to do the process again, but think about how the whole first week went, starting from Monday through Friday, and draw one line to represent that week. That was pressed onto the same printing plate, and then it was overlapped, which is called a reduction print process. And so they had to overlap one print onto the other so that you could actually see both lines and the lines would cross. They then looked at their lines and thought back over the week and the day, and they had to describe those lines in words, thinking about how they would name those lines, what name would they give it that applied to that day and that week. And then looking where the lines intersected, they had to write about how they might have been feeling at that moment, or in some cases, more than one moment. While we were doing this the first week of school, they were also focusing on line as an element in language arts class, and I'll let Jeannie talk about that.
Building off of what the students did in art class, in my class, we really spent some time, since it was the beginning of the year, thinking about what seventh grade had been like and what our students really wanted eighth grade to look like. So I had them brainstorm, and I had them draw a line, continuous line drawing of what seventh grade was like and what eighth grade was like. The requirements were that they had to use at least three symbols or fluctuations in the line to create their drawing. And they could not actually lift their pencil or marker, whatever utensil they chose, off the paper. They then took their drawings and wrote paragraphs to describe both ideas, and they put them together into one big piece of art. What we found as we debriefed this art project was that in doing the art with the writing, it really helped them to delve more deeply into their writing, and we got incredible stories with lots of detail about what seventh grade was like and also about what they hoped for eighth grade. today we debriefed, and I asked the question, how is the process of creating art and doing writing similar? And it was really interesting. In many cases, kids said things like, well, in writing, you have to do a bunch of rough drafts, and in art, you do a bunch of sketches. Or they said things like, when you're doing art, you're actually telling a story, and when you're writing, you're actually painting a picture, which I thought was amazing. And so what I think Alexis and I both found through doing this is that expressing oneself in different modes actually helps people express themselves more deeply because they do have to think about it in many different ways. And overall, I think we were really excited with the outcome.